CENTCOM investigating reports of civilian deaths in Kabul defensive strike. By Joel B. Polak on August 29, 2021. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, issued a statement on Sunday indicating that it would investigate reports of civilian deaths that, it said, may have resulted from secondary explosions after an airstrike took out a would-be suicide bomber. As Breitbart News and other agencies reported earlier on Sunday, an American drone targeted a car that was said to be carrying multiple suicide bombers to the international airport in Kabul. U.S. Navy Captain Bill Urban, a spokesman for CENTCOM, said, significant secondary explosions from the vehicle indicated the presence of a substantial amount of explosive material. There were unconfirmed reports from Kabul that there were multiple civilians killed, possibly as a result of the hidden explosives in the vehicle, rather than a direct hit from the airstrike itself. In a statement, CENTCOM said, we are aware of reports of civilian casualties following our strike on a vehicle in Kabul today. We are still assessing the results of this strike, which we know disrupted an imminent ISIS-K threat to the airport. We know that there were substantial and powerful subsequent explosions resulting from the destruction of the vehicle, indicating a large amount of explosive material inside that may have caused additional casualties. It is unclear what may have happened, and we are investigating further. We would be deeply saddened by any potential loss of innocent life. THS statement was attributed to Captain Urban. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.